Hello, hello. Welcome back, truly. I know, it's been like 40 years since we done an episode, but we're back.
So. More so 80 years or more.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever the time you be listening
to this right now. But before we get into this, we'll make sure you listen to our other episodes, because I'm pretty sure you've been on repeat because you had no choice.
What is your name?
I know my name. I was just getting into that. Sheesh.
I'm Letitia.
And I'm Kayla. And this is our show, A Soul to Remember. And again, welcome back, and let's get this show started. Hello, hello. I know. We're gonna get right into the story. This unfortunate tale, though, is about Elizabeth Sullivan. We're gonna say her name, you're gonna hear her story, and that's all there is to it.
So, I mean, basically,
Did we introduce
ourselves already?
Yeah, we did that. See, you losing track. You losing focus.
Huh, it's early dementia. Okay,
oh my God, so joke like that, because if that's the case, I could find some nursing homes right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, the particular now, this particular story is about a woman. I was an interracial couple.
Yep, black woman, white man.
And basically,
oh, I want to cut you off real quick. I just want to say the reason why we're saying all white man, black female, because we have some theories of why the outcome became the outcome towards the end. But let's just jump right back into it.
So this particular story is this. This is the nutshell. He was in the military. Came out in 2014 in October.
His name was Matthew Sullivan.
Mm-hmm. And he came home. I don't know if he had some issues. I don't know. But he came home, I guess, accused her of cheating, whatever. I don't know what's going to happen.
Allegedly.
I don't know what happened in their relationship. But he felt the need to kill this lady, freeze her, store her in the attic for 2 years.
Like 2 years.
2 years. And then dump her in the bay. And then come home to the kids. All them 2 years,
yeah.
They had 2 kids
and
together.
And this story took place in California, and it happened fairly recent.
Yeah. Yes, in San Diego.
Yes.
Every day he told you those 2 kids. I don't know, the boy, girl, boy,
yeah,
I don't know.
I know they're minors, so they can't give out too much information.
No, but 2 kids they had together every day and told those kids, oh, your mama left us.
Yeah, he basically lied to their faces because they were like, oh, you know, dad, where's mom?
And all that time, she old girl was there, but she was in the attic, froze.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. She was in the attic?
Yeah, according to the story, yeah. She was in the attic.
So he basically confessed all this because when they found her, she wasn't in
They found her in the bay.
Yeah, they found her in the water.
Like. Yeah, in the water.
Because I think he finally confessed, like, oh, yeah, this is what I did.
They don't know how she died.
Yeah, he's not going to give that up.
Because, you know, one, you need to understand he was in the military.
So he
know how to kill. So, you know, but I mean, what basically got discovered was her in the bay. So, yeah.
He could have got away with it if he wasn't so stupid.
They do not know to this day how she died.
Which is so bizarre.
Because once she got to be thawed out.
Oh, my God.
She was froze for two years.
Wow.
In a deep freezer, like, really?
I think that's how they got her DNA through, like, what, her teeth and
it was something. It was crazy. But let's get this is the story of Elizabeth Sullivan, and this is a soul to remember.
So like we had said in the previous clip that, you heard us right. She was found in the bay. To various reports, this happened around 2014, and I think years, you know, prior to that, he kept her, what he did, a dirty little secret, which is just horrible, you know. And like we said, she was young too. She was around 32 years old. Currently, I think he's around 35 to 40 years old. It doesn't specify his age now, but we don't really care. The suspect, we're just focusing on the main person, Miss Elizabeth. So what I found interesting is that they got all these details about how the month was found. He was hiding her body in a freezer, then dumping it in the San Diego Bay before skipping town. So he had a plan already in mind. I feel like, I mean, it said that he fatally stabbed her in their Liberty Station home in October of 2014. And then last year, 2020, the San Diego Superior Court jury found him guilty of second degree murder. But get this, after knowing some details, not a lot of details were released, he only got 16 years in prison with a chance of parole, which means that he could stay in prison for 16 years, but by the time he get out, he'll still have a life somehow. I mean,
16 years. That is brutally, he did a brutal thing.
He fatally stabbed her. He preserved her by putting her in the freezer.
Lied to the kids every day.
Like, and oh, her yeah. family.
Hey, and the family. And you mean to tell me you only got 16 years? Is it because he was in the military? You gave him, what, leniency or something?
And he's white.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not going to always put race as an issue factor. But when you look at cases like this, you kind of have to.
Let's be honest. The script was flipped.
But the colors were switched, yeah.
How would you think outcome would be? Now, let's be real here.
Honestly, I think he would have got the death penalty if he was black.
But you need to understand.
No, not necessarily death penalty, but I think he would have got a much harsher sentence than what this man got. Mm. I feel like 16 years is not enough. He needs to spend his natural born life in there.
You said his natural born life?
I mean, what? Because in 16 years, you still have that possibility of getting out.
Are you still young? He's still young. He'd be out, right?
So
he'd be good, you know,
he'd be what,
create another family,
yeah. He'd be close to 60 when he gets out.
That knowing that their daddy killed their mama and had the audacity to have mama upstairs in the attic all that time, and you lying to them,
saying she left. The lawyers on both sides, the prosecution and the defense, said they noticed that he didn't have any type of sense of remorse. I think
he had no sense, and you see those pictures. He just looking like,
he like, okay, I'm just here because y'all made me, basically, to this arrangement.
Like, can we hurry this up, please?
Like, I gotta go back to jail and go clean the floors. Like, come on. Like, it's horrible to think, like, now, because what I think was so bad about that, I'm thinking of, like, if his kids saw him in the courtroom and see how he reacts, how would they feel about that? And there's, like, they basically lost both their parents in a way.
They're orphans. But you know what? I wanted to come in. I want to basically, I just want to give applause to the girl's family, friends, that did not stop struggling for the truth.
Yeah. I know it's kind of been hard because they said that she wasn't that type of person, just up and leave her family and...
And her kids.
I mean, especially her
It
kids.
Was not her. It was not her.
This
you know,
was
routine.
Out of her character.
Exactly.
Reports.
And they made sure they got the justice to find the real killer, which was her own. Unfortunately, her own husband.
Yeah, which is
that she trusted.
Someone that she cared about at one point, loved at one point, had a family, and because they had disagreement. For me, you
it
have
was
to
not
be.
A disagreement.
No,
it
I'm
was
not,
allegedly.
No, I'm saying
he had no proof.
You know what I'm saying, even if they had just a disagreement, that's how you react by hurting me. Most people argue and then leave it alone or go to a different room. But she was
so
angry.
Or damn divorce. Dang, it's
I mean,
like that.
Obviously, he must have had some type of hate
towards her to even commit this.
Or some type of mental
issue. You have to be mentally insane to even, because this is not what sane people do.
Right. Like,
if you have that thought of hurting that person,
and you only get 16 years?
16 years only. Which means he's possibly going to be able to still live a somewhat normal life when he gets out. He's like, oh yeah, I'm going to do these little 16
years. I feel
bad
for the kids.
The most, yeah. Because they don't have a mom, and they technically don't have a dad, because if he really cared, he wouldn't have took their mom away.
That is true, too. And of course, the girl's family. Because now they got closure. Congratulations.
But at what cost, though? It's like they knew something was wrong.
No,
I mean, they knew. Now they know what officially happened. But at the same time, I feel like if I was her mom and I found all of this out, I still will feel some type of way.
Because how she died, where was she at? And there was nothing she kept doing. How she died. You know what?
It's not how she died.
It's basically all the time.
Yeah,
you know, your baby is in some attic, basically froze. And every time you call him or he went to the house.
Well, you know, it's crazy. I do believe this was premeditated because before.
It was. Oh, yeah, before, I know it was. Before, it says in an article.
Yeah, before, you know, her disappearance even happened.
So it's not second degree. This is first
degree.
Before
her disappearance happened, he took out $1,000 in their joint account. He was basically preparing, I guess.
Wow.
To leave, because they said he wanted to leave town. So I guess he was preparing to leave. They had a joint bank account, and he took out almost over $1,000 out of it. And I'm thinking, like, is this for real? Like, yeah, allegedly, that Sullivan killed his wife because she had been unfaithful and was planning to leave the marriage altogether.
Allegedly.
End quote. But that's, even if she cheated or if she didn't, that's still not a reason to kill someone. Maybe for a divorce because you can't trust that person, but to murder them? I mean, we've heard different cases of cheating gone wrong, trust me. But this one takes the cake for me because I feel bad for her family, her friends, her kids especially. And I feel mostly bad for her, obviously, because she's deceased. And before you get on me, I kind of feel bad for him. But before you jump on me, or you're probably thinking, like, what the hell is she talking about? What I mean is, I don't feel sad for him because he brought this on to himself. But it's just that I don't feel like he has the right coping skills to think normally. And if he was sane enough, he wouldn't even thought or even pursued the idea to do this, you know? Unfortunately, there wasn't that many details on this case because even though he was sentenced, it's still like kind of fresh because he got sentenced last year, like I said. Again, we're sorry that it's a shorter episode, but we wanted to get the story out there because it was not only is it a cautionary tale, but I really feel like this needs to be talked about more because I feel like there's a huge injustice, not just with how this case had been handled, but how the court handled it and how the sentencing, that's what's pissing me off the most. You know, it's just not, I feel like things could have been better. I mean, yeah, unfortunately he did the act, but now let's like move on, try to get justice somehow. The 16 years, that ain't enough.
It's not.
It really isn't.
Of the brutal ending of her, she did not deserve, anybody don't deserve a brutal thing like that. That is so evil.
All I can say, I sound like a broken record, but I really do feel bad for her kids, man.
Okay, so Elizabeth Sullivan.
That's her name. Say her name.
Keep her your prayers.
I just want to end the show here on the ending note that this really tells me just be aware of your surroundings because even your biggest enemies could be the ones smiling in your face.
Amen.
And I'm not saying that's always the case, but just be more aware. Ladies, even though we talk about this show for women and especially women of color, I really feel like this case should be talked about more. Like, Not the specific case, but cases like this.
Right, because it was not even shown on the news at all.
It's
because
recent.
Of the military he was in, and they don't want to, I guess, broadcast that.
We don't want to make assumptions, but I will say
this. What's the reason why we have not seen it on the news?
I really don't know.
It was so brutal. It should have been broadcasted. No one knew about this.
I didn't know about it until you showed me
online.
But all I'm going to say is this. Just be aware of your surroundings. Try to live free and happy. And just watch out for the people around you. Always look at your reactions when something happens to you, you know? Like, I remember, it was a saying. I forgot. It says that when you are in moments of celebration, and you're around the people you love the most, watch out for the reactions of the ones close to you. And we're going to end the show here tonight. Such a sad story. So unfortunate. And we just want to give out a prayer for her and her family to heal now.
And this is the reason why we do this. To bring awareness.
Always. Always and foremost. This is A Soul to Remember. I'm your host, Kayla.
And Leticia.
And we'll see you next week.